is it that the why is it that Christianity seems to have a strong missionary spirit as Hinduism does not have? It is not exactly that Hinduism does not have. You know, in India also there was a very robust intellectual tradition where there would be debates among scholars. And there are six systems of philosophy, and there are big in Indian tradition also the Advaitavada, before that with Nyaya and Vaisheshika, Sankhya. These different systems were robust intellectual debates were there. But they were mostly limited to the intellectuals. And if one intellectual would get defeated and converted from one school of thought to another, then his followers will also get converted. So the preaching to the masses in general, that was more of something similar in all over the world. There would be some priests, the priests would get people to do some practices. In India, it was more organic in the sense that there was every village would have some sadhus, some saintly people, and they would teach some spiritual principles. In India, it was the formal institutionalization was not there so much. But as far as going to distant lands and converting, that spirit was not so much there in the past, because the understanding was everybody's in their spiritual journey. From wherever they are, they will move onwards. So it was more of a spirit of letting things grow at their own pace. But that was not necessarily the norm. If you see Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they traveled all over the country. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over the country. So, if you look at Christians also, it is not that all Christians have a missionary spirit. There are some Christians who do have the missionary spirit. So, I would say that the spread of Christianity happened at a time when also the human spirit of exploration and conquest was also there. So, the age of imperialism, when Britain in particular and Europe in general, they colonized the rest of the world. So that spirit of exploration and conquest was also used by Christianity. So it is, that's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at it is also that because they had this belief that this is the only way, they felt that we have to save others. That's why we have to convert them. They felt it more as a religious imperative, which was not felt by Hindus or by the followers of the Vedic tradition in general. So there was a robust intellectual tradition of discussion, debate, confrontation, and even conversion, we could say. But it was not as vigorous as in the Christian tradition. But that is also because there was an understanding that people are at different levels and they will move onwards from where they are. But it is not simply like that. If you consider much of what is Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Hong Kong, there are many places where actually culturally as well as religiously Indian. So many of these places, especially Malaysia for example, you know, there are so many religious artifacts which are clearly of a Vedic origin. So there was some amount of spreading that happened in other parts of the world also. So overall, because of the focus on more on intellectual discussion and debates, and that is not for the masses, and because science as a means of exploration, that scientific thoughts were not so much in India, so that was that way of preaching that Christians adopted in the medieval times and in the modern times, that was not so much there. But in the modern times, if we see in today's world, there is the recognition that we need to make our voice heard. So what has happened in modern times is most Hindus focus on their own individual careers and on their own family, but they don't think in a broader community. So Jews are very small in number, but they have penetrated into areas which influence society, which so influence public opinion. So for example, the media, journalism, the entertainment industry, the law, politics. So and there's no community in the world just so small in number and so great in influence as the Jews. So Indians on the other hand have been more of centered in their own world. Now, gradually that is changing. Indians are becoming more self-aware. By Indians, I refer to Hindus over here. Hindus are becoming more self-aware, and they are recognizing that if we don't make our voice heard, somebody else is going to speak on our behalf. And they are going to misrepresent us. So I think the ethos is changing gradually. But because of various circumstances, because especially India was quite poverty stricken, and religion was given, like a given in the world. India was a very religious country. So most Indians focus more on not religious propagation, but more on material improvement. And now, especially in America and in UK, say for example, among the NRIs, who are reasonably well-to-do financially, they many of them become culturally more inquisitive about their religion. They want to understand it more. They want to present it more. So it's a mixture of various factors, because of which Christianity had a much more of a missionary spirit than Hinduism had. Now,